From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. At least 72 firearm-related bills have been filed so far this legislative session, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. That's the largest number in a decade. The bills range from tougher penalties for illegal gun use to expansion of the places guns can legally be carried. Republicans, who make up a majority of the legislature, could see many of their bills become law. Democrats, on the other hand, must rely on across-the-aisle support to pass any of their proposed policies. About 45 of the 72 bills look to restrict access or add regulations to the use of guns in some form. Most of the remaining bills want to protect Second Amendment rights or expand them. One of the only proposed bills with bipartisan support is Blair's Law. The law would outlaw discharging a firearm within or into any municipality. Exceptions include supervised shooting ranges and justifiable self-defense. The bill would punish any perpetrators with a Class A misdemeanor. It is named after 11-year-old Blair Shanahan Lane, who was killed by a stray bullet from celebratory gunfire on July 4, 2011. First Ward City Council candidates are gearing up for the April 7th Election Day. They met Saturday at Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church to answer residents' questions and sign a pledge created by the North Central, West Ash, and Ridgeway Neighborhood Associations. The three candidates, Columbia resident Mark Anderson, Historic Preservation Commission Chairperson Pat Fowler, and MU freshman Greg Pearson, were all present. When asked how to offer affordable housing to low-income families, Anderson said something must be done with the empty lots in Columbia. Fowler said the solution is to focus on existing homes in Columbia rather than building new ones. Pearson said he would support expansion of the Columbia Community Land Trust and more efforts to help the homeless. Rural health care providers say they're struggling to get services to people suffering from opioid addiction. A coalition of providers invited prosecutors to Rolla on Friday to make the case for more resources. Missouri, like most states, is seeking damages from opioid manufacturers who flooded the market with addictive medicine. Federal prosecutors are also bringing suits against so-called pill mills and unscrupulous doctors. After hearing the stories of rural health care providers, Assistant U.S. Attorney Tiffany Becker says the goals are clear. These goals are getting people the help they need and making sure it's available. She says this help cannot discriminate between urban and rural residents. It will go to everyone. Attorney General Eric Schmidt hopes a settlement can be reached with opioid manufacturers this year so money can get to victims as quickly as possible. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District says work crews have closed the final breach of a Missouri River levee in the far northwest corner of Missouri. The levee broke last year during the spring's heavy flooding. The break, just southwest of Rockport, was one of many in the area that caused the flooding of thousands of rural areas. The flooding also damaged or closed roads in the region, including a section of Interstate 29. The Corps says crews will continue restoring the levee section to its pre-flood height. Crews are working hard to make repairs ahead of spring, which will likely bring flooding along the river in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.